You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Thursday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to an all-hurdle card from Clonmel, which kicks off at 4:30. You'll hear every race live, of course, on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Natalie Kerry, Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott. But ahead of all that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the preview this morning to get an early look at the card is Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yeah, not bad at all. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Thank you. Looking forward to the day's racing, as always. And we should have pretty decent surface at Clonmel. It's been a bit of a rarity in Ireland at the moment.
I was just about to say that, Sam, in my pre-race analysis. Good to firm in places, which is a rare bird nowadays. We've been dealing with soft or heavy ground over in Ireland for the last week or so. So that will make a welcome change indeed. And there's plenty of horses that will relish such conditions tonight. So no excuses at all.
Yeah, we'll have to blow the dust off the fast ground form, really, because it hasn't been needed in recent times, has it?
No, it hasn't, no. We've had plenty of rain in Ireland. It's affected a lot of the provincial tracks. But Clonmel's not raced upon that much. Even in the middle of winter, it's quite sparely used. But this time of year, very, very rare to have racing here. They haven't raced on it for quite some time. I'm trying to cast my mind back to when the last meeting was. It probably might have been May time, something like that, so the ground should be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, hopefully it will remain a sound surface over at Clonmel. This evening we'll kick off the card then at 4:30. Their first race of the night is a maiden hurdle. 2 mile and 110 yards is the trip for this one. Seven of them down to go to post. Listen Dear for Willie Mullins is your 8-11 favourite here. Spicy Fruity at 3-1. 6-1 for Orion's Might. One Diamond is 7-1. It's 33-1. Bar those front four in the market. This Listen Dear, Andy, on the last couple of starts, has been a bit of an expensive horse to follow. Can she get back to winning ways?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to see her get beat last time out, I must admit. She got an uncontested lead. Everything seemed to be going swimmingly, coming down the hill at Downpatrick. She jumped the last, landed on her back legs a little bit, but the fact that the winner drifted off a true line and came up the stand side rail and still managed to beat it was a little bit of a cause for concern for those that took 3-1 on and perhaps might be prepared to go in again today. The thing is, the opposition doesn't look all that strong today against the Spicy Fruity. He's had quite a few chances in recent times. He didn't run too badly down in Down Royal the other day, chasing home Little Mitch, who was a well-back favourite on that occasion. The better ground, I think, will suit him. One Diamond's obviously an interesting runner. He's just had the one run over hurdles so far to date in a maiden hurdle at Fairy House. He's been plying his trade largely on the all-weather at Dundalk recently. And obviously he's got a bit of class, being an 81 rated horse on the level. But all in all, I think Listen Dear really should take this today. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and suggest that run at Downpatrick was off the back of a little bit of a layoff. It was 2 mile 2. She just weakened late on coming up that stiff uphill climb. She's back to a more flatter track today, albeit there is a little bit of an incline from 2 hours, but certainly not as bad as Downpatrick. And she's dropping back to the minimum trip. I must admit, I don't really know much about the jockey, Noel Kelly. I presume that anyone rides with Willie Mullins has got to be more than respectable, and he takes 7 off. So whether I dive in at a really, really skinny price to have my life on her, I wouldn't be absolutely sure. But I think she's got enough quality just about to take this race.
OK, then Listen Dear gets the nod in the opening. Then for Andy, the next race on the card comes up at 5 o'clock. This is a 2.5 mile mare's maiden hurdle. Again, 7 of them line up to contest this, and Perfect Woman is the 15-8 favourite this morning. It's 11-4 about Foos Island. Joy Neville is 4-1, same price about Table Tips, and it's double figure prices for the rest of them. She looks fairly well treated, this Perfect Woman.
She does, if you go back to her run last year when she chased home Kilford. Also, I think if I remember correctly, I tipped off the podcast that day, following a good run the time before over the course and distance. So she was certainly not disgraced in finish second to Leonard Whitmore's Charge. And that was the last time, really, she raced on ground similar to what she's going to encounter tonight, albeit there was a little bit of giving the ground that day. But the last three or four runs have all been on soft or heavy ground, and I just don't think she's coped with it. She's pulled up very abruptly after weakening quite badly at Listowel back in June. And I think Mickey Winters has finally given up on her as being a soft ground performer. I mean, obviously, you know, you're expecting decent ground in the middle of summer, and that just hasn't materialised on her last two starts. So he's got a great chance tonight. She goes back to the scene of that, like I say, good second, and that form probably would be good enough to take this. If she is going to get beat, it might well be by Joy Neville, a mare that was well back the other day at Killarney to win a handicap hurdle. And although the gamble didn't quite get landed, it certainly suggested that, you know, connections weren't a million miles away with their thoughts of her being quite well handicapped. She just got outrun by Millstream Ned. Presenting Marla, who's third, has given that form a solid-looking look about it. And I think at least she has got a little bit more progression left in her, only having the six runs so far to date under rules. Foo's on and has looked a little bit one-paced. Table Tips is obviously coming off the back of a long layoff, so there are one or two question marks lingering over a few of these. So I think this could turn out to be between Perfect Woman and Joy Neville. And at the prices at 4-1, I'd just give that Joy Neville another go. I thought it was a bit of promise with her run the other day.
OK, Joy Neville then in the 5 o'clock. The third race on Clonmel's card tonight comes up at 5.30. Again, we've got a 2.5-mile maiden hurdle here. The dead eight line-up for this one, so plenty of each-way angles into the race. High in the Clouds is the 6-4 favourite. 2-1 for Cool Fighter. Cliffside Park is a 9-2 chance. 7-1 about Supreme Vinny. 10s bar those. Who did you like the look of here, Andy?
Well, I like the look of this race, Sam. As you quite rightly pointed out, and many of us each-way thieves are already aware of, the dead eight runners, the magic dead eight, all going to post. No odds on shot either, so we should be able to get some nice bit of each-way thievery, considering three of these really don't count. We've basically got a five-runner race, and I'll be absolutely staggered if Cliffside Park doesn't finish in the first three here. I'm going to make this one of my strongest bets on the card, because I each way at 9-2 with William Hill, which is a standout price this morning. Most firms are 7-2, 4-1. So I think we could take advantage of William Hill's generosity, or the layer's generosity. Although she's only won the one race, he's run really well in a series of events without actually winning. That race that he was second in down in Cork on the July the 10th has worked out really well. Thea as well went on to win subsequently. And Hard Ford, who had been a long-standing maiden, he finally won the other day. Galway, obviously, he was outclassed on that occasion behind Thomas Hobson, Stuckador et al. But he was in the process of running a huge race down in Killarney the other night. It was a very impressive winner called After Rain, took that prize. But Cliffside Park was still in with a bit of a chance when he fell at the last. I think he would have finished second in all fairness. But that race is a strongly run affair, and Hard Fought, who ties in with the Cliffside Park yet again, who was third in that race, obviously won the other day, and he was beaten 30-odd lengths. So I think that form's all right. The time figure was quite good by the winner as well. So I think this is OK form. High in the Clouds obviously sets a reasonable standard, but hasn't run since December, so there's got to be an element to doubt over his well-being. And, of course, the ground is on the quick side, and his last three runs have all come on soft or heavy. Cool Fighter looks the obvious danger, having run well in Tremordia the day behind subsequent winner Miami Nicky Nico, who won well the other day at Cork. And I think the money for him is certainly vindicated. But at 9-2, the Cliffside Park just has to be back to each way, plain and simply.
OK, Cliffside Park then getting a strong vote for Andy in that 5.30. The next race on the card comes up at 6 o'clock. We've got a handicap hurdle here over the extended 2-mile trip. 13 of them will line up for it. And Beautiful Ben is the 9-4 favourite. 7-1 for Omega Springs. Klosh is 15-2. 8-1 for Santo Prince. 8-1 Most Honourable. And 12-1 bar those. This Beautiful Ben, Andy, he's taking a fair chunk out of the market. 7s bar him.
Yeah, he is. I can see why he's favourite. And he's likely to be well backed. Dennis Hogan's horse is in great form. That's one thing we should be saying straight away. And he was a good winner two starts back at Killarney. Now, that was on good ground, and he got the better of Give Her Back, who went on to win next time out at Tremor. The form looks really good. It was a good time. And off the back of that, he sets a fair standard. He got beat the other day when sent off short price favourite by Effenock Lad in a bit of a protracted duel from quite a way out. But the softer ground just slightly underpinned his chances on that occasion. Back on decent ground, he's most likely to take this contest, given that general well-being that the yard's in at the moment. just a couple just to keep an eye on here at bigger prices. I do think the odds compilers have kind of rather given them a better chance than what they should have done, really. I think Santo Prince is an interesting runner. Now, he's been a really frustrating character over hurdles because he's got loads of talent. If he run anywhere near that third behind Tempo Mac over the course and distance, he'd got a great chance here. And I noticed that he won the other day down in Wexford on the flat. It's just his last run at Galway, such an appallingly bad one, that there is, like I say, an element of doubt over putting up as an overriding selection. And the other one to mention is TB Broker, who caused a bit of a shock when winning at 33-1 here back in the depths of February. Didn't run too badly on her return back to action at Killarney the day, and back to the scene of that victory. 12-1 this morning, I could half see her going well. So there are one or two, as I said, that are lurking amongst the pack here with this beautiful Ben if he doesn't run to the best form. And those two are Santo Prince and TB Broker.
Okay, a couple of two words to think about there for Andy. And just as we record this podcast, TB Broker has been clipped from 12s to 9s. So early morning money coming for that one. The next race on the card comes up at 6:30. Another handicap hurdle here. 2.5 miles the trip this time. And the favourite here is Cloudy Morning at 9-2. 11-2 for Emmy Lou. You Can't Catch Me is a 7s chance. 8-1 for Fellow Indian. Personal Shopper is 10-1 along with Carl Iron. To reserve that one, and it's 12-1 bar those 20 of them to sort out here. Andy, who do you like?
I'll go with Cloudy Morning. A lot of these races similar to this, I tend to go for the one who always seems to run its race, and not only does this 7-year-old do that on a regular basis, but he's also got some fantastic form here at Clonmel. He's run here 7 times, and I do love horses like this that just keep coming back time and time again to always run well out of track over and over again, because they build up that repertoire with the course. And, you know, other than probably just one blob on his dance card, he's hardly ever run a bad race here. His last victory here came back in May the 22nd on 2014. But you look at his run subsequently thereafter, he finished fourth behind Pirlo in a decent handicap where there was a strongly run race. He then was fifth on his latest visit. So he's always knocking at the door. He was a good second to subsequent runner Rock on Rosie. Kilbeggan 2 starts to go again, another solid run, following up that run behind Carl Crew at Tipperary. And then fourth to Pace and Passion as well, down in Killarney the night. Just thought he found that track a little bit too tight for him, but he stayed on very strongly at the finish. So all in all, a horse always runs his race, although he hasn't won for a while. It did come here at Clonmel, and that's a key element to backing this horse tonight. So I think Cloudy Morning each way, we should be there or thereabouts with him.
Okay, Cloudy Morning gets the vote then for Andy in that 6:30. The 7 o'clock race is a handicap hurdle. 3 miles is the trip here. 10 of them will line up for it. Best value is 100-30 with us here at William Hill. 4-1 for Master Appeal. Ocean Glandor is a 4's chance as well. 5-1 Our Socks. Dowaran is 8-1. 8-1 for Point of Rescue. And 14s bar those. What are your thoughts here, Andy?
Yeah, I'm really keen on Master Appeal here. He's a horse that I've had on my radar for quite a while, but I either tipped him when he lost or obviously the other day missed him when he won. But he's always a horse that I've been drawn to ever since he caught my eye on many occasions. Now, most of those eye-catching runs actually did come here at Clonmel in his earlier days, where he was a little bit of a non-jigger in some decent maiden hurdles. But he was one of these ones I was always like spotting down the field that was making good late headway under a tender ride. And he was just the kind of animal that I like to follow, and he popped up at Tremor in a decent maiden hurdle early on this season. And then he went into the wilderness for quite a while. He either had some bad luck or the ground went against him or they ran him over the wrong trip. But finally, everything clicked into place the other day when he returned to Tremor, and he was a good battling winner over the inform duo Fairy Court and May Delay, with the three of them pulling well clear in a really strongly run race. And obviously, that's now the key to the horse. He needs a test of stamina. He wants to be on 2.5 miles, which he got the other day. And he wants good ground, simple as that. You can't run him on ground any easier than good. He's going to have good to firm ground tonight with no real rain forecast. And I think the step up to 3 miles is a wise option as well. I think it's a really good move by John Kiley. Obviously, there are dangers. It's a competitive handicap. Ocean Galore, best value. And Our Socks all have been in the winner's enclosure of late. But I do think this Master Appeal still has a bit of upside. He's rated 109. He's only got £5 for a narrow margin win, but I think there's more to come from him. So he's the strongest bet on the card tonight.
Okay, fair enough. Andy's thoughts ahead of the 7 o'clock. Then we'll move on to the final race of the night from Clonmel at 7:30. We close the card with a 2 mile bumper, where eight of them will go down to post. Simiel is the 8-11 favourite here, 9-4 for Babbley. Bounds Court is 9-2, and it's 25-1 by those front three. This horse of Henry de Bromhead, Simiel, must be a half-decent sort, Andy, to be keeping a Willie Mullins horse in a bumper away from the favouritism.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not mad keen on Bobberley either. I've seen that horse run the other day, and it didn't really show a great deal down in Kilbeggan. So this one should be a straightforward opportunity here for Henry de Bromhead, Simiel, as you mentioned. He bumped into a Willie Mullins horse on debut down in Limerick, but subsequent performances of the winner, Escape Footwear, suggest that Henry de Bromhead's charge was up against a very strong stay. Of course, Escape Footwear went to Tramore the other day and landed a 2 mile five maiden hurdle, staying on very strongly in the latter stages. So you certainly wouldn't hold it against this six-year-old for getting turned over first time out by a strong stayer. The pair of them pulled nicely, killed the rest. It was just all in all a really encouraging debut by a horse who's obviously going to have a nice future. He's in the right hands, he'll be looked after, and he certainly won't be abused in his first two or three races, and he'll be, before he builds up his confidence, and then hopefully goes on to much better things. It looks a weak race, and this looks a good opportunity for this horse to end the day nicely for favourite backers.
Simiel in the last then for Andy. Can you just remind us, please, of your selections for the entire card tonight at Clonmel?
Yeah, decent ground tonight at Clonmel, so that should give us a nice platform to build up a confidence or betting portfolio. In the first race, Listen Dear should really win that main hurdle on account of her having the best form and dropping back in trip. I'll take a bit of a chance at Joy Neville. Backs up that good run in the handicap at Killarney last time out. That looked a decent little race, and this one looks a fairly weak affair. My probably strongest advice on the card would be back Cliffside Park each way at 9-2, William Hill in the 5:30, providing, of course, our late runners go to post. In the 6 o'clock, I'll just take a bit of a punt here with the top one, Santo Prince, who bounced back to form at Wexford the other day on the level, and also favourable mention for course and distance winner TB Broker. In the 6:30, nasty little handicap, and when faced with such races, I tend to go with the obvious each-way horse, and that, on this occasion, is Cloudy Morning. My best bet in the card is Master Appeal. If you can get 4-1 for him, he looks a really good each-way bet there. And in the final race, short price, favourite, I know, but I think Simiel should keep everyone happy in the last.
OK, Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the action tonight from Clonmel. And remember, you'll hear every race live throughout the day on William Hill's Racing Radio. We start with Salisbury, Sedgefield and Haydock in the afternoon. That twilight card, of course, from Clonmel. And then we close proceedings today with some action on the all-weather from Chelmsford City. It's Natalie Carey, Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott in the studio from 1:30pm. So do join us for all of the action. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Clonmel tonight.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure, Sam. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.